Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 67th edition of San Sebastian Film Festival. We're here with Rafi Cassidy, lead protagonist in The Other Lamp. Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
good. What a tough film, isn't it? I mean, it's a little demanding from the audience because it's a tough situation with this cult. Were you somehow, in some point, afraid of saying yes to this script?
Not at all. I think it was a story that was current and needed to be told, which is, I think I knew it would be challenging. But I think there was the best ones, the challenging ones. And it was a very character-driven script as well, which really intrigued me. But I knew that like it would be challenging for the audience to watch. But I think that makes it all the better, something that is a bit hard to swallow. The audience is a bit more interesting for them to watch.
How do you think the story resonates with the situation of women nowadays in the world?
I, not to be like one of those, you know, power ones, but I think it really does show the development of somebody finding their voice. And the character I play, Sella, is kind of shown the ropes by Sarah, who is another character, that she does have this power and strength, and everyone does. It's just who is going to be the person to say, you do have the strength, stand up for yourself. I think that we all need to take responsibility and find our strength that we all have.
Your director, Małgorzata Tumowska, just told us that the shooting was a little demanding, weather conditions and all. Can you elaborate on that?
It was definitely very difficult. The conditions were tough, but at the same time, it really added to the story because everything that you saw on screen was real. The rain, the cold, we were freezing. But I think that really helped with the narrative and to move the story along.
How would you define her as a director? Because she says she doesn't talk too much in the shooting.
No. All she says is, more blood! And that's about it. But she's a really refreshing director. She has this kind of no-limits approach to directing, which is... she will say if she doesn't like it, which is nice to know because I think that there's so many directors that are like, it's okay, but... And they won't tell you to your face if they don't like it, and then you walk away thinking, well, did they really like it? Even though we've moved on, and you think, oh, I would really like to try again. But with Malgo, she will say, I like it or I don't like it, which is nice to know that when we move on from a scene that she has actually got what she wants. She's a breath of fresh air. She's enthusiastic and very passionate.
Is The Other Lamp the kind of film you want to build your career on, or you want to mix up genres and kinds of films? Because I don't know if you would like to do an open comedy now. I mean, how do you want to build your path?
I actually don't know at the moment, because all I look for is what draws me to a project is the script and the people working on it. On this, it was an amazing script. There was work that... we did on set, but I don't know, just I think that what draws me is a character-driven piece that have strong characters, and this really had it, so I don't strive to choose to do like a thriller or something like that. I just do what has an amazing script. You never know, maybe hopefully a comedy's next.
Well, it would be nice. But is it the script, is it the script when you receive a project, when you say yes? Is it the character or the name of the director has its weight too?
I feel like the director definitely has its weight to it, because a director can completely change the dynamic of how a script turns out. And I knew that, you know, when I met Malgo in Venice. Oh God, they're really not going. I met Malgo in Venice, and she walked. So we were both there at the same time, and she walked up to me, and she'd just been swimming. And I'd never met her before. And she was like, I'm your director. Oh. And I was like, because I didn't know, I had no clue what she was talking about. And I was like, oh, Malgo. And then I realised that this is for the... And from straight on then, I knew what kind of film that this was going to be.
So, Rafi Cassidy, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your film, for your work. This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.